Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition is vital and so much more important than ever before, because today we have great choices. We have complements and alternatives and things that we may not have had available to us in the past. So if we're getting started a little bit late, that's okay. If we're still wondering exactly where to start, that's okay as well. Just remember, don't guess. Don't choose just to choose. Make sure that you are choosing great quality information and that you're pursuing, you know, the most up-to-date relevant information as well. Here on the Staying Healthy radio show, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about just those relevant topics. We also talk about the best of the best in every category, and we have the best guest in the industry here to talk with us and bring us up to date on what's available, what we have at our fingertips, what's new, what's been updated, what is digested and available to our body more today than ever before, what is in a better form for us to choose, and hopefully enlightening us and giving us the information we need to be able to have a dialogue with our medical practitioners, with our family, and even with ourselves, that we're going to choose something that's going to make a dramatic difference in our overall health. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are so good at what they do. They have the knowledge, they have the expertise, they have the passion. They're there to make sure the questions are answered and that they have the availability of the knowledge to be able to share it with you. So when you walk out, you feel educated, you feel great peace of mind, and you know that this time around you're going to be more successful and make sure that you are getting to where you need to be and really in a healthier journey this time around. And because they are pretty well rooted in carrying the best of the best in every category, that's all you're going to be choosing from, is always the best of the best. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, a fully packed store with the best of the best every day with great prices and dishing out peace of mind. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay healthy, making it easier to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. Don't forget about their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address for future mail orders. Newsletters. Information, obviously, always part of the Stay Healthy process. And, really important, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next visit to the store. Don't forget about staying in touch with them every day on Facebook. Give them a thumbs up so that way you're connected to them every single day. Well, today I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about a brand new product that is available from Europharma, from Terry's Naturally. And we're going to be talking about their new ginseng. And this product is rocking. I am so excited. Of course, nobody better to talk about than Cheryl Myers. Cheryl Myers is an author, an integrative health nurse, a dietary supplement expert, and also serves as head of education and scientific affairs for Europharma. A graduate with honors of Purdue University, Cheryl's first degree is in nursing, also has clinical certifications in oncology and gerontology. She's been working directly with the dietary supplements for over 12 years. As a natural medical practitioner, She is up to date and relevant on what's going on in the world around us. She is a recognized expert in integrative health and dietary supplement use. She has lectured throughout the United States and has been a featured guest on more than 250 radio and television shows. She is well known as an advocate for bridging the world of mainstream and natural medicine. Cheryl currently oversees technical literature development, product research validation, educational outreach, and acts as a liaison with the thought leaders in integrative health, and always a pleasure to have her here. Welcome back, Cheryl. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to have a chance to visit.
So the holiday season is now in the past, and now we're focusing toward this year. And obviously a lot of questions run in every single year. What can I use to lose weight? What can I do to have more energy? You know, the standard questions, just a new year.
Absolutely. It's almost a bombarding, isn't it, with that whole new year, new you kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it seems a little bit oppressive, almost as if you can't do a complete 180 in your life, that somehow you're a failure. So mm-hmm. I've tried to get away from New Year's resolutions mm-hmm. and move more towards honoring ourselves. What can we do in the new year? Let's pick one thing to honor ourselves. Maybe it's paying more attention to getting enough sleep. Maybe it's eating one less meal at a fast food restaurant every week. There's just so many things that we can do. And then part of that might also be using the right dietary supplements to try to get healthy again.
You know, I try to get people along the same lines every year to just be a little bit better to themselves. You know, we mm-hmm. set these out of control, like you mentioned, these goals that are so unachievable. But you know what? If you were to just be a little better, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, it's easy to do that. I mean, we're not asking you to move mountains. We're asking you to just kind of notice the mountain and, you know, maybe spend a little bit more time enjoying the beauty of the mountain and maybe, you know, staying in bed an extra half hour, going a half hour earlier, you know, having a little bit more green on your plate. And these are easy things to do, but they seem to be, you know, it's just like when you're talking with someone and you tell them they have to start drinking more water and they give you that look like, ugh. You know, and it's like you've asked them to move to another planet for a week. It's just crazy.
Well, I believe that there's all of us have small steps that we can take towards a better life. And part of that is natural health, and part of that is just being good to ourselves, and part of it is paying attention to what's happening in the world around us.
Mm-hmm. I agree very much. I have to tell you, I was at Stay Healthy, and I've already heard some feedback on the new ginseng and some conversations that were there and Marge talking with them. And, you know, and I had a text from somebody that said, you know, I'm having a hard time understanding this new ginseng. They use a lot of products from Terry's Naturally. And they said, I was always told that for ginseng to work, it has to be 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years old age ginseng for it to do anything and make a difference. And I hope we'll talk about that today and the difference as well.
Well, I hope we will too, because I am really excited about mm-hmm. this product. You know, it's not just about energy. And by the way, who doesn't want more energy? Even
sure.
people who have a lot of energy want more energy, right? So it is about having more energy to do the things you want and to live the kind of life you want, but it's also things like energy to recover from, you know, people who've been in accidents or people who are coming off of a difficult illness or maybe someone who's had chemotherapy in the past, helping them to have the energy, the cellular energy within their bodies to heal faster and to get their lives back faster. And that's one of the things I'm really excited about with using this new form of ginseng.
Now, my question is, before we even get it started, is this a product that covers a vast amount of people to be able to use it, or is it more of a select group of people that can use this new red ginseng?
Well, I could probably think of a reason for every single person on the planet to use ginseng. I think that it has such a wide degree of applicability that, you know, we can talk about all different kinds of studies that have been done on red ginseng, everything from women who are struggling with dysmenorrhea, which is painful menstrual cycles, women having difficulty with menopausal transition, men having erectile dysfunction, people recovering, both men and women recovering from cancer and cancer chemotherapy and the people that are struggling with, you know, maybe they've had a stroke and they're trying to, their body's trying to regenerate brain cells. There's just study after study, not to mention the cancers. There's a lot of studies that look at how ginseng works at a cellular level to help prevent some of those DNA changes that lead to malignancy in the first place and to help the body fight back more strongly should a cancer start to develop. So it's one of those A to Z, I call these foundational products. It's one of those products that there are so many different ways that you can use it, not just for your own energy levels, not just for your own mood and focus and concentration, but to also give your body the energy it needs to heal itself.
You know, the wonderful thing about ginseng is that, once again, this is something that has definitely been used on the planet for a very, very long time. I have a friend that spent some time in China, and when he was in China, he used to go to those little corner apothecaries, and the people behind the counter were all like 90 years old and older. And they would mix up these little powders, and they would powder down and chop up things and make tea. And he said, you know, I first started going there, I had no idea what they were giving me. And he said, but the concierge would take groups of us down there every day. And he goes, I found out soon after that we were getting different kinds of ginsengs. And he goes, all these things were hanging from the ceiling. And he goes, it was quite odd, but I started to really enjoy it. And after being there for a couple of years, he said, realizing that I was never sick, I felt amazing. I had all this energy. It gave him a new respect for that field of preventive, I guess, medicine.
Right. You know, ginseng has been used medicinally for at least 5,000 years. Isn't that kind of mind-boggling?
It is.
And it originated in China and then in Korea, that area of Asia. And ginseng is a root plant that grows in the forest. It grows in the shade, and it absorbs the forest nutrients. It has a little green leafy plant that grows above ground, but what you really want is the root. And your friend was right when he said, well, I heard ginseng doesn't work unless it's old. It's true. The longer ginseng stays in the ground, the harder it has to fight for survival. The harder you have to fight for survival, the bigger the muscles you get, right? So when you have a 10-year-old ginseng, it has some muscles because it's had to fight back and stay alive in the forest ground despite a lot of challenges from insects, from temperature changes, from moisture changes. It's had to fight back for 10 years. But imagine if you find a root that's 20 years old. That's something really special. Now you've got enormous muscles, which means it's very powerful and very strong. Ginseng was used by the emperors. When they found some of these really old roots in the ground, they were worth more than their weight in gold. There's history of emperors paying with jewels, famous, you know, and fabulous gemstones to get the best of the best ginseng because it was known for vitality and it was known for longevity. The people who had access to this really low, you know, old ginseng with all these powerful compounds in it lived longer lives. At least that was the perception. So it has a very distinctive and much honored past. However, time has passed, and we've moved to an age where not just the emperors and the wealthy of China and Korea get access to this amazing root. And then we see in like the 1970s, it started an herbal revolution in the United States because all of a sudden people started to recognize the power of this root, and it became a very powerful commercial product. I don't know if you remember back in the 70s and 80s, but even into the 90s, ginseng was the number one herb sold in supplement stores and herbal shops because of its reputation and because of its power. The problem is there's only so much wild ginseng. The problem is you have a plant that in order to have even a little bit of power has to sit around for at least 10 years. That does not make for a lucrative business. So they ran out of wild ginseng pretty fast. In fact, wild ginseng today in Asia is on the endangered plant list. It's just not viable commercially. So if you can't get it and there's a huge demand and people are willing to pay a lot of money for it, what do? You start to grow it. So the way that they did that, remember when I said that ginseng has to grow in the forest nutrients? They cut down the forests and they planted ginseng. It has to grow in the shade, so they put these huge tarps up over the ginseng fields. They're so huge that NASA satellites can visualize them from outer space. So you have these huge, huge thousands of acres plots of land in China and Korea that are growing ginseng because people are willing to pay a lot of money for it. But they have to face that challenge of having a farmed crop that can only be harvested every 8, 9, 10 years. So to protect the crop, they absolutely saturate it in pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, in order to make sure that nothing damages their crop. So then at the end of that growing cycle, now you've been soaked in poisons for 7 or 8 or 9 years. They take it out. They do an extraction process to try to get the good parts of the ginseng, and they sell it as a supplement. The problem is it isn't very strong. Remember when I told you that the reason wild ginseng is so powerful is because it had to develop big muscles to fight back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're grown under a tarp with nutrients in the soil from the forest you just chopped down, and you're saturated with all kinds of chemicals to protect you from the slightest bug bite, you don't develop any muscles at all. So all of a sudden, ginseng started to plummet. The popularity, the medicinal use, people just weren't interested anymore. And then people started to get pretty smart about the fact that, oh, my gosh, think of all of the toxic pesticide and herbicide residue that's on this plant. In fact, there are crops of ginseng that cannot be imported into the United States because the toxin load is so high that it doesn't make it through customs. Where do they do with that? They don't dispose of it, and they sell it in Asia. So it's really been a victim, in a way, of its own incredible power and reputation. So now you've got another generation of individuals working in natural health who really don't hold ginseng at the level of respect that perhaps it once had. So that's really a problem. The other issue is there's a couple of other plants that are called ginseng that are not Panax ginseng. So you've got Siberian ginseng, which is not even ginseng at all. It's not even in the ginseng family. It's a nice herb. It's called Eleutherococcus centicoccus, but it's not ginseng. You've also got American ginseng. American ginseng is Panax cinquefolius. It's not a bad plant. It has some good studies. It's a cousin to Asian ginseng, but they are not the same plant. So what do you do if you want Panax ginseng? I guess if you're Bill Gates, you can hire your own ginseng hunters and have them go out there and find it for you. But for most people, you just don't have access to any level of the quality of ginseng that the emperors were willing to pay gold and jewels for. So now that I've trashed the reputation of ginseng, created the problem, I'll tell you about this amazing solution. This gentleman formed a partnership with some very smart people in Belgium. He has his PhD in agronomy and said, what are we going to do? How can we get the power of ginseng without having to deal with the toxins, the pesticides, the deforestation that's occurring in China and Korea? They developed a system to hydroponically grow ginseng in stacks, meaning that they're on rotating stacks that they grow vertically so that they take up less land usage. It's grown inside. So you've got the ginseng growing in a perfect solution of nutrients. So it gets absolutely perfect nutrition. But remember what I said is what makes ginseng strong in the forest is its ability to fight back. Mm-hmm. The more it fights back, the stronger the muscles become. So they had to develop a system of stressing the plant at key and strategic intervals in order to make sure that the plant created enough of the powerful compounds called ginsenosides to make a real difference. And they do that. It took them 6 years to develop this system of changing the light periodically, changing the moisture, changing the pH of the growth solution. So they have been able to grow in pristine conditions Panax ginseng, red ginseng, that has the equivalent ginsenoside content of 20-year-old wild ginseng. So, and it's a whole ginseng. So what they do for the supplement is they grind the whole root. Now, that's important because, remember I said before, companies are doing extracts. Well, when you do an extract, you're only pulling out compounds called ginsenosides, and those are really powerful. But you miss so many other beneficial compounds like the gintans and the gintoins that you don't get if you're just doing an extraction. So they do a whole root product. So this is a whole root product that has 7 times the level of noble ginsenosides, which are the most powerful that you find in the plant, and 17 times the absorption of other ginsengs that are on the market. This product is a powerhouse. It is the first time that people have had access to the kind of ginseng that inspired poets and medical workers and emperors in ancient China and Korea. It's the first time that we've had this incredibly high-quality ginseng available to us in probably 100 years.
You know, I something you said made such good sense to me, because we talk about, you know, the natural terpenes that are in plants that are protector mechanisms, and you talk about this stressing mechanism, and the stressing mechanism makes it stronger, but it also makes it also enhances, you know, the effectiveness of it, because as it gets stronger, it brings more to the finished product that we get to benefit from because of the stressing that it went through.
You know, when I'm talking to patients or when I'm talking to consumers, I say, imagine if you sat me down on a sofa and you gave me perfect nutrition. I would just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you would ask me to get off of the sofa and help you move a heavy object, and I would probably not be able to get off of the sofa. I would be very big, but I wouldn't be very strong. So if you set me on that same sofa and you give me perfect nutrition so I just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then every other day you send in a ninja to attack me, by golly, you know what? I'm going to develop some muscle because I'm going to fight back. And so then when you come in and say, hey, can you help me move this heavy chest? I am going to bounce off of the sofa and walk over with my very strong muscles and help you move it. That's exactly what you have to think about with ginseng, is it has to have the muscle to help make those changes in the body, to help your body fight back against fatigue, to help your body fight back against depletion, to help your body fight back against the ravages of aging.
I love that. I'm going to use that. I think that works really well. No, it makes such good sense. And, you know, and as we're talking about this, I've got a lot of people chiming in, you know, asking questions about energy and stamina, and some of them asking about clarity and focus. And also I have a lot of men chiming in, say, is it still used for what it used to be used for? So I want them to know that this product is, I just think that it's amazing. When I first saw it at Stay Healthy, Marge dragged me over and she goes, look at this. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
It's just, it really is. You know, I know a lot of individuals that come on to radio shows and they talk about supplements, and nobody comes on to a radio show and says, well, this is a really mediocre one. You know, everybody was always talking about things that are fabulous and things that can do wonderful things. And yes, indeed, there are. But every now and then, one comes along that's just that little extra level of special. And this is one that I'm so enthusiastic about. It can make such a difference for so many people. A lot of people think of ginseng as a man's plant, that it's because it is helpful for, and we do have a product in our line that helps men who are struggling with erectile dysfunction. However, it's not a man's plant. It grows in the shape of a man. That's why they call it sometimes man root. In fact, ginseng is taken from the Chinese word jinshen, which I think has to do with the shape of the root being like a man. But remember, in traditional Chinese medicine, all men and all women are both male and female. They have those different aspects, that yin and that yang. So that means that in Chinese medicine, it's trying to feed the what they consider the male part of the body, which has to do with energy and stamina and strength and vitality. But that works for both men and for women. And there are many studies on women with ginseng. As I said, everything from hormonal problems like difficult menstrual cycles, mood issues. Ginseng is fantastic for mood. If you're just feeling kind of sluggish and down, and what, you know, you're at least in a sunny area of the country. I'm up north where every single day is a gray day. If you just start to feel like, oh, I don't even want to do anything anymore, this gives you not just the energy, but it gives you the mood lift to be able to view the world just a little bit more optimistically, put that extra spring in your step. And people that have been struggling with terrible illnesses, people that are, you know, maybe coming back from Epstein-Barr virus, or people who have a chronic viral infection like Lyme's disease, or who are HIV positive, that pressure of having a virus active in your body all the time is incredibly stressful. That's really hard on our bodies. And so this gives your body the ability to resist that, gives your body the ability to resist those negative changes that are caused by that chronic stress of having an active virus in your body. So when you said, is it one of those A to Z products? It kind of is. You can use it for both men. You can use it for, you know, both men and women. You can use it for reasons that don't seem very serious, like just I'm a little bit blah and I want to have more energy to do the things I want to do, or things really serious, like I just came through devastating chemotherapy. I am completely depleted. I need some help getting back to where I want to be.
Question just came in. It says, I'm loving your show. I have my friends. I brought my neighbor over. She's going through chemotherapy. It's funny you mentioned that. She said, I was in China for 30 years, and then my husband and I moved here, and we got into the bad eating habits here in this country, and he died within 2 years and was healthy his whole life. So I'm starting to pick up some of the things I did while I was in China. And ginseng is something that we always did, but I have not brought back in. I am now 74 years old. Am I too old for ginseng?
Oh, heck no. No, you're never too old. You know, because are you ever too old to improve your health? Absolutely not. Are you ever too old to have a little bit more energy, a little more resilience, a little more stamina in the face of physical and psychological stressors? I don't care if you're 99 years old. This product can still be really useful for you. Now, if she is currently undergoing chemotherapy, while we do not know of any significant interactions, we're not aware of any reasons why you couldn't use this, we always encourage people that are undergoing serious treatment for any kind of disease to talk to their practitioner to make sure that incorporating dietary supplements is a good idea in their specific case.
I agree with that 100%. You know, there was a time, Cheryl, when, and it was a while back, you know, we've been around for a long time, you know, so, but there was a time when people would try to keep everything that they were doing on the natural realm quiet and separate and, you know, almost hidden from their physicians. And I think it's good to have the open dialogue. If you're doing your homework and asking your questions and you have the information, you should be sharing it with your medical practitioner and letting them know what you're doing and making sure that you're not running up against each other.
You know, I think that's so important, and I think that's why it's so important to establish a relationship with a quality health food store that only brings in the best of the best, that has done that sorting for you. They've sorted out or they've screened out the things that are maybe a little bit on the questionable side, and really quality health food stores can also provide you with documentation or work with the vendor that supplies the product to provide you with documentation to take with your doctor and say, hey, here's a few studies on this. If you're a little uncomfortable with using this or if you don't know it that well, we can provide you with that kind of information. I think that's what's so important, because natural medicine gets such a black eye. Every time something goes wrong in the media, every time you have something that's, you know, like some product that tests out, like there was a recent scandal about CBD oil sold on the internet. When they tested it, it was canola oil and green food coloring, and they were charging a lot of money for it. They start to think that all of us are suspect. It's really hard to be working for a company that focuses on the science, that focuses on the medicinal applicability of all of these natural interventions, trying to make a difference in the life of America, and then you get kind of categorized with all these bad players out there that are only in it to make a buck.
That's true. It's very, very true. And I think a lot of people that have been ginseng aficionados are going to want to embrace this because of the strength of it. I mean, to me, it looks like not only is it ultra clean and grown well with nutrients and just the proper amount of stressing, but you're also not having to wait the long period of time. I would say that it's probably more than a couple times stronger than some of the other ginsengs.
Oh, goodness, yes. You know, this ginseng is called HRG80 ginseng. And as I said, it's a product of Belgium, and we have exclusivity for its use in the United States in our products, in North America for its use in our products. Now, this HRG80 ginseng, there's two kinds of ginsenosides in ginseng. So it's getting a little technical, but it's important to know the difference. There's the common ginsenosides, and then there's they call them the rare ginsenosides or the rare noble ginsenosides. They have a couple of names. The common ones do not absorb in your body. They have to be transformed by your gut microbiome into a form that can be absorbed in your body. That rate happens at somewhere between 1 and 6%. And God knows, with the assault on our microbiome, a lot of people are walking around that maybe don't have the best probiotic bacteria living in their gut, the microflora living in their gut, to make this transition happen. So that means that for most people, if there's a lot of just the common ginsenosides, they're not going to get very much benefit. The rare noble ginsenosides, on the other hand, are far more powerful, and they are much more easily absorbed. They don't have to be, they are not reliant on the microflora of the gut to transition them into anything. They can just absorb as they are and go to work right away. So when we look at HRG80 ginseng, they have 7 times, and that means 700% more of the rare noble ginsenosides than standard ginseng, and is absorbed 17 times better. So when you do that math, that is super, super powerful. Additionally, as you said, you don't have to wait 20 years to get the quality of 20-year ginseng. Absolutely, because of this growing system, they can grow their ginseng in such a way that they can harvest it about after a year of growth and have the rare noble ginsenoside content and all of the other healthy compounds in ginseng as 20-year-old wild ginseng. And there's just nothing else on the market like it.
Let me ask you another question. When you start using this product, and I just want to kind of clarify this because I try to present this with everything. It seems like many years ago, the dosage and recommended serving sizes on many of the products that we talk about today were based on women from 120 to 130 pounds and men from maybe, 145, 150 up to 175, 180. But obviously, it's a different world today. And a lot of those recommendations and references, a lot of them still apply on people no matter what size they are. Some of them don't, because people that are larger with more weight on their frame may have to use more. Obviously, we love to start with our recommended dosages because our formulators have done the work, and chances are you may get the benefit no matter what weight you are. That being said, if you start using the ginseng on the recommended level, is there ever a time when you may need or want to increase the serving size or the dosage?
Well, you know, it's very safe in order to adjust it, or they call that titrate it to what works for you. The recommended dose for our red ginseng energy, HRG80 energy, is 1 to 2 capsules in the morning. And, you know, if you want, if that's not doing it for you, if you don't feel after a day or two or three that you're starting to feel a difference, you can maybe add an extra dose, maybe take another dose around lunchtime, or maybe you could add a third capsule in the morning. So you can adjust it to try to get where you need to be. The red ginseng energy, some people feel a difference the very first day they take it. Some people, especially people who have challenges with a lot of fatigue, may have to wait a couple of days up to a week before they notice the benefits. But this is a relatively quick-acting product. And a lot of people say, well, is it a stimulant? Is it like caffeine? Am I going to be twitchy? Am I going to have trouble sleeping at night? No. That's the beauty of it. Caffeine works by stimulating you. It stimulates certain areas of the body that give you energy. The ginseng does not stimulate energy production. It fights back against fatigue, so it pushes in the opposite direction. And by reducing fatigue, you have a natural increase in energy. In fact, there are studies on using ginseng, red ginseng, for insomnia, or people that really struggle with sleeping at night. You take it during the day, and you rest better at night. One thing I've noticed is that some individuals who started to use this report that they have more active dreaming when they use this product. I think that's an excellent thing. If all of a sudden you're having more dreams and you're remembering your dreams, it means you're spending more time in those deeper areas of sleep that are both restorative and rejuvenating.
Do you feel also that using this this red ginseng with your other vitamins is a good idea, or should we separate it out? Maybe use it mid-morning, mid-afternoon, away from everything else? And does it play well?
Well, we aren't aware of any significant interactions. There are some herbalists who believe that it's best used first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. But it does not have to be. I have lots of other individuals who just incorporate it into their morning supplement regimen. Some people also include it at noon. Most people are not taking it in the evening, because not because it's stimulating, but because that's when you want your body to naturally start to slow down. You don't want to keep telling your body, you know, let's get up and dance. Now, the male, we also have a product called the HRG 80 Red Ginseng Male Sexual Enhancement. A lot of people ask me questions about the timing of that and how you use that. Now, that's a blend of HRG 80 with another clinically studied formula to help improve erectile dysfunction, and we can talk more about that if you wish. But they always say, well, shouldn't you take that one in the evening if that's when you are going to have date night? No, because it's not event-specific. It's not herbal Viagra. It's not herbal Cialis. This is more of a repairing the mechanisms in your body that are interfering with proper erectile function. So you, too, would take this in the morning or maybe in the morning and at lunchtime.
You know, and that's a really, really good point. It seems like because of, you know, everything and the expediency of everything and the fast, the magic wand and the quick fix of everything today in society. And this has been brought on by media and television and everything where we need to ask for everything fast. I mean, we've done it with our food. We've done it with fast foods and processed foods and everything. So we've learned to expect things to work really quick. And when you're dealing with things like erectile problems and stuff like that, we would like things that work on, you know, specific, you know, on the timing of what's going on at that point in time right now or within the next hour. And that's fine. But I did like that you just mentioned that, you know, the newer product is more for helping to create a better environment so that when things do actually happen, things are in a healthier atmosphere. Does that sound right?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of men are really uncomfortable talking about erectile dysfunction or the fact that they're struggling with sexual health, and it's really sad because nobody's ashamed of saying I'm struggling with my blood pressure or I'm struggling with my sugar health or my, you know, my liver health or whatever, not so much. It's another part of the body, and if you are struggling with sexual dysfunction, that means that something's not working right. That means that you have something that's not going well in your body, and if your penis isn't working correctly, it's generally not a health issue that's only related to that organ. It is related to maybe cardiovascular function, circulatory issues, proper creation of nitric oxide in the body for proper vascular relaxation. So there's a lot of different things that are going on. So what I really like about the red ginseng male sexual enhancement is the ginseng side of the equation works on hormone balancing and helps keep the testosterone that the body makes active longer. It helps keep it in the form that is the most powerful. So yes, it does have some hormone balancing activity, and red ginseng has long been known for and has many published trials showing that it improves erectile dysfunction. The other half of the formula is a clinically studied blend of grape and apple polyphenols with saffron that was in a study of 94 men ages 45 and up. And all of the men that were participating in this study were complaining of not being able to have the level of hardness that they desired to have proper sexual function. So at the beginning of this, all the men in the study did not have full hardness, complete hardness. At the end of the study, 45% had complete hardness. 72% of the participants significantly improved their scores on a standardized scale of erectile dysfunction. So we've put this blend, this botanical blend, together with the red ginseng so that it's addressing the issues that interfere with proper sexual function from more than one perspective. So on the one hand, in order to have a full erection, you have to have good circulation. You have to have good nitric oxide production in your body because that is the stimulus for the relaxation of the blood vessels that allow the penis to fill with blood, but also to slowly constrict some of those veins so that the blood does not immediately leave the penis until the person has achieved their goal, so to speak. So when you're looking at how this works, if you can stimulate the body's nitric oxide production, that is a very, very, very good thing. So you put these both together,
right,
and you get much better results for people.
Now, would they be taken together daily?
I would take the male sexual enhancement every single day.
Okay.
And I would, but as I said, the clinical trial on the botanical blend that we've put in with the HRG 80 red ginseng was a 4-week study. So, gentlemen out there, don't give up. Take it for a minimum of 4 weeks before you judge whether or not this is working for you. And the things that I love about it is it has fantastic side effects, like helping to prevent cancer and improving cardiovascular function, whereas the side effects of Viagra and Cialis are things like could create temporary or permanent blindness, deafness, heart arrhythmias. There's another problem called priapism that can happen with these erectile dysfunction drugs, in which the blood becomes trapped in the penis. It sounds like a good thing. Like, you know, they have that warning on TV. If you have an erection lasting 4 or more hours, please seek help. You know, guys joke and think, wow, I wish I had that problem, a 4-hour erection. But, oh, gosh, no, you do not. I've worked in emergency rooms and dealt with this problem. It's ugly. And if you do not get the pressure off of the penis by being able to drain that blood, you have permanent necrosis, which means death of tissue, which can lead to partial or full amputation. So, I mean, this is a really, really serious problem. That's why I love it if we can improve health so that you get better functioning and better sexual health, which plays a role in so many aspects of our lives, versus taking a risk with drugs that, yes, will give you an erection for a period of time, but come with a significant amount of risks and do nothing to correct the underlying problem.
You know, I have quite a few guys chiming in saying, would I take maybe one of each in the morning and one of each at night, but take them together? And food is not necessary. That seems to be a big question.
Right, absolutely. You don't have to take one of each. The male sexual enhancement product has the red ginseng and the botanical blend together. The energy is just purely the HRG80 red ginseng. So for people looking for energy or recovery or stamina or mood or whatever it is they're seeking from HRG80 red ginseng, I would recommend the energy product. The red ginseng male sexual enhancement is part HRG80 red ginseng, and then the other part of the formula is this clinically studied botanical blend of polyphenols that stimulate nitric oxide production in the body. So that's why it's a two-parter. So the red ginseng male sexual enhancement is a two-parter. The red ginseng energy is a one single ingredient product.
Here's another question. It says, I am really physically active. I play football. I played professional football. I'm now retired now. I do exercise every day. I weigh 275. I am solid heart as a rock. My diet is perfect. I drink 2 gallons of water a day. Erectile problems are a problem for me. I have not given into pharmaceuticals. Would I use more than 1, 2, or 3 of these a day? I'd like to try something natural. Should I start at the low end and work my way up? Good question.
Well, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so I'm really cheap. I always think if a lower dose will work, yep, then good. You know, you don't want to spend money for things you don't need. However, he is a larger gentleman. You might want to take that dose up and see how it works for you. Now, another question that I often get asked by gentlemen is, how do you know whether it's a physical or a psychological problem? Because there are psychological issues that can interfere with proper sexual function, and for that, you need to work with a therapist. So I always say if you have psychological issues, most men with psychological problems that interfere with erection are able to have erections while they sleep or on their own, that they run into trouble when they're with other people or in a performance situation. If a gentleman has physiological issues, they're probably not having complete hardness in sleep erections and are not able to have complete hardness even when they're on their own. That's a physical problem. Mm-hmm. So I'm not an erectile dysfunction doctor, but that's just a quick overview. And if you are not even when you're on your own or asleep or not waking up with full hardness erections, then you need to start thinking that there's something physical going on here and I need to correct it. And this gentleman that you said is doing all the right things. He's eating fantastically. Yeah. He's drinking a lot of water. He's probably getting a little older if his athletic career is in his past. Who knows? There might be some other issues going on with carrying that much weight around in the body. It can raise the blood pressure. It can put some strain on the blood vessels and circulation. I think it's wonderful that he's exploring some natural options.
Okay, here's a question for you. What if you are someone that has, like, essential tremors and someone who's also concerned about it being maybe a little bit too stimulating for the central nervous system?
Yeah, that's what's really fascinating to me. It is not stimulating. It is the opposite. It fights back against fatigue. It depresses fatigue. So we're not going to, even if you have essential tremor it's not going to make the essential tremor worse. If you have Parkinson's disease and you're struggling with Parkinson's disease, which has a lot of tremor and a lot of body abnormal body movements, it's not going to make it worse. In fact, it may indeed make it a little bit better. So it's not a stimulant like caffeine or adrenaline or epinephrine or ephedra. It isn't. It does not work in that way at all. So you're not going to get those adverse effects from stimulants. It works on the other side of the equation. It pushes back against fatigue.
That's good to know. You know, and I think sometimes, you know, we have a tendency to equate things with, you know, everything being like 10 cups of coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get something that gives you energy, a lot of us go back in time and we start thinking about ephedra, which mm-hmm. I personally loved ephedra. I thought it was great. It was just used and abused, and that's right. That's too sad that it was done that way. But, you know, I thought it was wonderful. But not all energy, not all stimulants, not all enhancers make you shake and you can't hold a fork.
Right. Well, let's imagine that you're a donkey, and you're a donkey and you're trying to carry big, heavy, 200 pounds of luggage, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you want that donkey to move faster, you can whip it with you can get up a stick and you can start whipping it. And that donkey's not going to feel very good, but by golly, it'll go faster and it'll move more. But then it might start to have some tremors because it's trying so hard. So that's what caffeine and stimulants do, is they kind of whip your body to keep moving even though you're carrying a heavy burden. The way that red ginseng works is it lifts the 200-pound burden off the donkey. All of a sudden, the donkey has all the energy the donkey wants because it doesn't have to carry that heavy burden. So that's the difference. You're not hitting the donkey to make it go faster. You're not stimulating the donkey to make it move even when it's carrying a heavy burden. You're taking the burden off so that the energy naturally is restored. That's why you can't use caffeine or ephedra or any of those things anywhere close to bedtime, or you will be tap dancing all night long. But you can use this, and it's not going to interfere with your sleep. In fact, it's going to help you sleep more deeply because it's lifted the burden.
Okay. You know, that was a good question. And I'm getting a lot of people saying that they really do want to try this. Can they take it with their smoothie in the morning? Can they take it with their oatmeal? Should they wait till mid-morning? A lot of different questions.
Well, you can take it with or without food. If you want to open it up, I'm not exactly sure how that would taste. Mm. But if you did decide to put it in your smoothie, drink your smoothie. I mean, don't leave your smoothie sit for a day or drink half of it and save the other half for 6 hours later, because you don't want to take it out of its protective capsule and leave it sit exposed to air and other potentially degrading compounds for long periods of time. I personally think it has an okay taste, but it does have a little bitterness to it, so I don't know if it would be good for opening it up, but you could certainly give it a try and see if it works for you. Otherwise, they're relatively small capsules. They're pretty easy to swallow.
I have a friend, and she makes a smoothie every day, and she pours about an eighth of a cup of her smoothie out into this tiny little bowl, and she opens up all of her capsules, everything, squeezes all of her liquids, and she opens all this stuff up, mixes it up with that little bit of the smoothie. She drinks that, drinks a little water, and then she said, then I enjoy my smoothie. And I'm like, she goes,
that sounds like a better way to do it. Yes.
I just laugh at her. She goes, I'm not going to make the whole smoothie taste like that. She goes,
yeah,
just a
good,
little bit,
good.
Then I'll wash it down. question just came in. How is the ginseng for 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, dragging my butt syndrome?
Well, I would say that it would be very useful if you're taking it in the morning and you're still having those issues at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Number one, look at what you're eating for lunch. If you're eating a big, heavy lunch, you might want to pull back a little bit, especially on the carbs, because those will make you sleepy. But if not, absolutely. You know, you can take ginseng at 1 or 2 if that's the time that you see your energy sinking. As I said, it's not like it's a stimulant. Even if you took it at 6 o'clock at night, it's not stimulating. It's just that I like to work with the body's own natural rhythms, and our rhythms during the day are to keep creating energy, and then around 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, our natural rhythm is to start to pull back, start to naturally listen to our fatigue, start to prepare for going to sleep at night. So that's why I generally recommend people take it, you know, morning or afternoon or even early afternoon.
Anything you want to say on closing? We got about a minute here on both the products.
Oh gosh, I'm just so excited
that
modern science has found a way to deliver these, because I'm telling you, these are some amazing herbal medicines that can make a real and noticeable difference in people's lives, from everything from mild inconveniences to very serious illnesses. And I am absolutely delighted that we can offer for the first time the equivalent of 20-year-old red ginseng without any pesticides or herbicides or fungicides or anything that would be problematic. It's just thrilling for me.
You know, I think the other wonderful thing is that really ahead of the curve on this, Europharma, I mean, way ahead of the curve, actually making ground and creating this environment for this. And I think it could lead to many, many other different kinds of things as well. So thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a delight to visit with you, Jeff. Thank you for everything you do to get the word out to people about scientifically studied, effective natural medicines.
You have a wonderful day, and let's make it a happy, healthy new year. My guest today, Cheryl Myers. Always a pleasure to have her here. If you haven't tried any of these products from Terry's Naturally, oh my goodness, they're so good. Every time she's here, she just, you know, just makes you feel so comfortable. And, you know, I've got quite a few of my guests that are just that way, where it's kind of like you're sitting in the living room, just having a cup of tea and enjoying the conversation. And then you get up at the end and you had a really nice time, but at the same time, you're like, wow, I learned a lot. I sure did. I sure got a lot of information today, and that's what Cheryl is all about. So check out all the products. There are $5 off coupons to use on the ginseng. You can use them there at the store. Just ask for those $5 off coupons. Just ask when you get there. They have it freestanding right over there. To walk into the left of the store, so you can see the ginseng. You could also see the specialty men's product as well that is available. I can't believe they came out at the same exact time, and they're both really going to do well. Because they both hit on issues that are important. Men's issues, some long-term benefits for men in many different areas, as well as the other one with energy and mental clarity. And those are things that people are asking about today, every day. And it's so confusing. So this kind of narrows it down. It lets you get a little bit more information, and it also makes it understandable. And then you get to try it and just see how you do. And I think that is a wonderful thing. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, starting up another year. Unbelievable, here in Las Vegas. Did you know they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? With that, longevity brings a lot of stuff. It brings great care and concern and passion. It brings the best selection of only the highest quality products. It brings great intelligence and information. And that education that they continually are doing, furthering their education, and not just for themselves, but so they can have the dialogue with everybody that comes in. When you've been to Stay Healthy Health Foods before, you get it. You understand it, because you walk out and you know more than when you went in. And isn't that what it's all about? Because I guarantee you, in every single thing you do every single day, the more you know about whatever it is you're doing, the better you become. But let's put that one thing at the top of the line. The thing you need to know more about than anything else is your health and well-being. And if you can learn a little bit something every day, you can go to their Facebook, like their Facebook site, get some tips every day, you're better for it. If you can go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, get the newsletters by putting in your email address, printing coupons to use in the store, coming in and having great dialogue, you're going to be better for it. Remember, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit Stay Healthy Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. And remember my show, the Staying Healthy Radio Show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the best of the best products, the best nutritional guest, the most up-to-date relevant topics, the information that will make our days better, healthier, and better than we've been in a long, long time. Take care of yourself. Do something great. Check these ginsengs out. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.